fighting for freedom every day. Broadcasting from the heartland of America.
The next generation in conservative talk radio.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, darn right it is. What's up? Welcome into it. Happy Monday, man. Starting off a whole new week. We are ready to rock and roll for another one, especially after the shenanigans of breaking news that we saw all weekend long. Oh, yeah. We'll get to all that and so much more for the greatest day of the entire week. It's time for us to carpe diem all over this place. We're going to have some fun, as we always do. Welcome into it. This is the Voice of Reason. I am Andy Hoosier, broadcasting out of the heart of the nation in Wichita, Kansas, on our flagship radio station. We are all over the country, multiple stations and TV, live streaming, podcasting, however you watch or listen. So great to have you, your millennial general reporting for duty like we do every single day. Today is a very special day. Not only is it Monday and it's the start of the new week, but it is also tax day. So I'm sure that as you feel patriotic on, you know, 4th of July, which is when our independence was, that Democrats today, the greatest holiday for them on the progressive end is watching that money go into the federal government, and they just absolutely get all giddy, my friends. It's, oh, we're funding our projects. We're funding our government. What a great one. I'm sure that they love seeing that roll in there. So with that being said, Joe Biden, we got to check in with him today. I'm sure that he's seeing the green in his eyes as well. You doing all right, buddy? Feeling okay?
Clear. I'm not going nuts.
All right, making sure. By the way, there is, and we've done this before, we're going to go back to an oldie but goodie. We had to pull this one out of the archives because if you have paid your taxes today, now I filed my taxes, I don't know, like 2 weeks ago, I think. Wanted to make sure we were done in plenty of time. And it's different now that you have your own small business. Kind of weird. Yeah, it takes a little bit to understand all that stuff, along with everything else that we do and all the work. So doesn't mean that I get, it just means I get to pay more taxes. That's essentially what it means, which is totally okay, right? That's, I feel very patriotic. Remember those conversations during the first round of the debates between Trump and Biden, and even before that, remember when when Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders were debating, and Democrats tried the campaign for a small time. It didn't last long, but they tried it for a short amount of time that said that you felt patriotic when you paid your taxes. You felt really good. You were contributing to society. You were part of the American dream. You were part of the American. So when you pay your taxes, then it was actually a very patriotic, warm, cozy feeling inside you. In fact, during one of the debates between Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders, they were talking about the death tax. And one business owner, it was really funny because you know it was staged. You know it had to be staged. A guy, I think it was like a grocery store owner, some type of chain owner, and made the comment that he felt good about the death tax, that his grandfather had started the business that was handed down to his father, that was handed down to him, that was going to be handed down to his kids when they got old enough, and that he was totally fine with a death tax, meaning that when you die, the government takes an X percentage of something of value when you hand it down to the next generation. Totally fine about that because it was just the patriotic duty to contribute to society when you end up passing on and hand it down to the next generation so they can work to build it up a little bit bigger after taking that chunk away. They, I know, wild one. They literally tried to make that argument that it was patriotic and you should feel warm and cozy about all the taxes that you pay, not realizing that if the government didn't actually take out their money before you got your check, and if you had to do it on a monthly or a quarterly basis or a yearly basis and turn around and write a check to the government, that there would be a lot of angry people about how much money is actually going to the federal government. Nonetheless, we're going to go back into the vault here of the Voice of Reason and do one of our products because I think it's the latest product. I think it's a very appropriate day for us because you can, by the way, pay your taxes every day instead of just waiting for the taxes to be filed on actual tax day. Is an oldie but goodie right here on the Voice of Reason, which you can find on our website at HoosierReason.com. But the MyTax app from the Voice of Reason.
Presenting the all-new Voice of Reason new downloadable app, MyTax. Taxes solve everything. Hold yourself accountable for the damage you caused just because you're a human being. And now you can punish yourself before the government does it for you.
I drove to work today, and I feel extremely guilty for harming the environment. I tried to ride my electric bike, but I had to charge it today. And global warming made it too cold to walk. But thanks to my tax app, I taxed myself for the crime I committed, and now I can focus on my day.
you have some form of privilege? Did you grill a burger today? Maybe text a friend at work?
Text it!
The app is simple. Simply click the category of progressive sin you committed, and the app automatically calculates how much you should be taxed. For the best use, use each hour of the day. By taxing yourself, you feel accountable for the actions you take each and every day.
But wait, there's more!
If you are low income or dependent on government assistance, don't worry. With my tax app, we'll tax someone else for you.
I couldn't afford groceries this month, but with my tax app, I could get on my computer to tell a fascist conservative he's contributing to climate change by using electronics. I just hit my tax app, and someone else gets taxed for me.
Tax money goes to unknown third parties that is sure to spend your money better than you, because you just admitted you can't function by yourself. MyTax, for the ones who love to give up everything just to feel better about themselves.
There it is, the MyTax app, our latest product from the Voice of Reason. As it's not a latest one, it's been around for a while. We've had that, which you can go to HoosierReason.com and find all of our great products and downloadable products that you can purchase. That's a joke. That's a satire, by the way, for those that don't understand that. And that's the world that we're getting to, is the number of taxes that we have, they're only going to grow. And pretty soon it's going to be for breathing air. It's going to be for the environmental purposes. It's going to be for foreign taxes. It's going to be for whatever else that they can find to tax us on. And then the sin, essentially, that you create that is against the social programs, that's against the social credit score that you have to have as a member of society, that they're going to ever increase. Get ready. That's the future, what we get to look forward to here in the nation. So are you ready for it?
We're all gonna die, I know.
By the way, at the time that you're paying taxes right now, I would like to remind you about Bidenomics. That's up 20% on food, 32% on energy alone, and wages overall are down 4.5%. That's over the past 3 years under the Biden administration. There are some interesting stats from Forbes magazine that talks about the amount of money and the tax filings for this year, where according to the IRS that there are roughly, 95 million tax refunds coming into individuals, that more than 162 million federal individual tax returns have been reported. And the average, here you go, the average tax refund is sitting at $3,100, down 2.6% from 2022. So we'll see what those numbers look like by the end of this year when everybody officially files their taxes. I am kind of intrigued by the 162 million filings of taxes, because that's anybody that makes money, which is really anybody that's technically of age of 16 plus. And I'm pretty sure that there is a lot more people than 162 million. Now, I'm sure a lot of families obviously file jointly, so that could contribute to some, but that seems a little low to me, does it not? I don't know. Kind of weird. All right, let's get into what's trending. What do you say?
What's trending today?
All right, obviously the big news that happened over the weekend, which, God bless us again, this program, or the Voice Reason's weekend edition, our syndicated program over the weekend, as things were happening, we were covering it live on the show because that's the time that it was happening, and there are no other shows live on the weekend at that time to cover it. So that was kind of beneficial for our front to be able to have those for all the affiliate stations that pick up that weekend show. But as you know, Israel being attacked again, this time from Iran, the first physical attack that we've seen from Iran in a very long time, sending dozens of drones that were carrying near 45 pounds of explosives over to the Israeli border. Not many of them actually making it to the Israeli border because of the Iron Dome. But the Biden administration over the weekend, sitting down, having their special meetings and talking to Benjamin Netanyahu, and apparently that did not go over well, where they say, we're supporting you, but don't go and actually do any retaliatory attacks on Iran, because that would be really bad. Apparently we're not allowed to do that. You can be attacked all you want, and you can defend yourself, but you can't actually attack back to stop the madness from happening. Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, was on Fox News earlier today saying that's not really the best kind of policy that we need to be having.
But Israel is not asking us to launch attacks on Iran. I am not, have ever heard the Israelis come to us and say, will you help us or will you attack Iran or go in after Iran? They're not asking for that. They're not asking for it. But I think we go from that to the other extreme, which is Joe Biden telling Netanyahu, take the win, don't do anything. And then his people leaking it to the media, leaking it to the press. And what it sets up is they know that Israel's going to respond. They know this for a fact. So why would the White House leak it? There's only one reason they leaked that. And that is that so when Israel does respond, the White House can say, we told them not to do it, and at least somehow, in some way, appease these so-called peace activists, by the way, these ceasefire now people who were out yesterday cheering the launch of hundreds of rockets and drones and missiles against Israel. People that are out there cheering military attacks of this scale and scope are not peace activists. These are anti-Semites, anti-Israel, pro-terrorist elements out there. And we need to stop calling them peace activists. They are not peace activists.
That was audio by Fox News, by the way, with Senator Marco Rubio. So the Biden administration leaking conversations with him and Netanyahu, which if you remember a few weeks ago had advocated for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Why? Because, well, again, Israel's not allowed to defend itself by ending and eliminating an enemy that wants to call for the death and destruction of Israel, the death and destruction of the United States. We're not allowed to eliminate those individuals. You have to allow them to continue to attack and attack and attack and attack and attack. And we just sit back and like, please stop. Please don't do that. Or as Joe Biden would say, don't. Just don't.
Well, what if we do?
Don't.
We're going to do it.
Don't.
We did it.
Don't. I mean, that's the response that we've seen from Joe Biden right now. There was not only just protests over the weekend in the left-wing progressives angry at Joe Biden and the administration for supporting Israel, but they also shut down the Golden Gate Bridge today in California. Ended up shutting the entire thing down with a massive walkout protest and blocking traffic in support, again, of ending the conflict in Gaza. Now, they may not have gotten the memo that Iran is attacking Israel as well. So either they didn't get the memo in understanding in the light bulb moment, that clicking on moment of realizing that, wow, Israel may be under attack from people who want to completely eliminate them from the face of the earth, or they're aware of that and they actually support that agenda. So now we go to the Biden administration. What's going to be the response here? We have Iran attacking an ally of ours, and Israel, who's not asking for us militarily to get involved, but to just support them and give them the resources that they need, which in a nation like that, we kind of need to open it up and make sure we give them whatever they need, for the most part, because we know exactly what it's going to with, I don't know, supporting the Iron Dome. But now we have a Biden administration desperate to win over certain demographics during election season, and now a war or a major conflict in the area is now becoming a politically motivated issue for the Biden administration and the Democrats to campaign on, which is going to be absolutely devastating, just like what they've done with immigration here on our own front, southern border, in our home front. They're doing that with foreign policy now as well, and the Biden administration has seen so many flops and absolute disasters under their administration for the past 3 years. There's no way this is going to bode well for them. And while they stand with Israel, or they say they stand with Israel, even though they say, hey, don't go on a retaliatory, don't go on the offense, don't go attacking Iran, you can't be doing that, you just have to take it, man. We'll support you in defense, but you just have to keep taking it. You're the kid on the playground that gets bullied day in and day out, over and over and over, and you have to keep taking it. That's what you have to. You can defend yourself, but if you swing it all, you're the one in trouble, which is like school policy in most public schools nowadays anyways as well. That's what the Biden administration's implementing for Israel. Israel not going to take that, and the reason they're doing it is because they're trying to walk that fine line between support from the Jewish community and Jewish voters and support from the Muslim communities and Muslim voters, where they're down right now in major Muslim communities across the nation in the polls, and they're kind of panicking.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. Fighting for freedom every day. This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Welcome back into it. So great to have you along for the ride. 24 minutes past the hour. Radio, TV, live streaming, podcasting. Imagine if you will. And this is the world that we literally live in. So I don't care what the public school officials tell me. I really don't care what they try to teach my kid. But imagine if you will. Bullies on the playground, which obviously there are. Bullies have not gone away. Bullies will never go away. We have to come to that admittance. We need to work on trying to not make kids bullies, but we have to recognize that there will always be bullies, either ones that are just testing their dominance or ones that are maybe having a traumatic home life that are going through some stuff or whatever the case may be, mental health issues. Doesn't really matter. There's always going to be a bully. And imagine if you will. I have a 9-year-old daughter. She's in fourth grade. And if I got home and she was upset because there was a bully bullying her on the playground, I would make it very clear to her that you do not start any fights whatsoever. You do what you can to talk yourself out of it, to talk the other person out of it, to try and bring a resolution, which I'm not worried about my daughter because she is like the sweetest thing on the face of the earth. And she gets along with, she's like me, she just tries to get along with everybody. So there's not a chance of her really getting into a fight at all. So I'm just using this as an example. I'm not worried about her at all. But if she came home and said that there's someone bullying her on the playground, that I would tell her that she does not start a fight. You do not start it or instigate it in any way, shape, or form. However, if someone does bully you, you do not start it. But I can hear everybody already doing it already in their mind. You finish it. You finish. You do not start it, but you will finish it. And you will make sure that person will never bully you again. Now, you tell an adult, you tell somebody after the fact. But in that heat of the moment, in that time, when you try to resolve it and they refuse and they continue to push you into the corner, you finally say, enough is enough. You're not going to mess with me any longer. You break their nose. They're on the ground bleeding and crying. And then you go tell an adult and be like, this is what happened and this is what I did to defend myself. And when I get that call as a parent and they come and say, well, your daughter got into a fight and broke a kid's nose. And I say, I'll look at her straight up and I will ignore that teacher or principal or fill in the blank. I will look at my daughter and say, did you start it? No, Dad, I didn't start it. Did you finish it? Yes, Dad, I finished it. High five. You may be suspended for a couple of days, but we're going to get some ice cream, baby. Let's go and do this. Because that's the world that we live in.
Andy, you're advocating for violence.
No, I'm not. I'm advocating for people not to get walked all over. And that right now is the prime example, and it really sums up our entire current relationship with the nation of Israel, which blows my mind. That's the policy now. We're not just brainwashing our young kids to be pushovers right now. And then we wonder why there's so many suicides. We wonder why there's so many school shootings. We wonder why there's so much depression and anxiety and mental health issues in the nation. It's because the kids feel powerless because they're not allowed to do anything. Oh, your kid got pushed. They were in self-defense. Doesn't matter. School policy, automatically, we're going to remove them. We're now taking that from the mental health issue at the individual level from little children, and we're now implementing that in our foreign policy from progressive Democrats is, oh, Israel, we love you. We're going to support you, but don't go after them. Yeah, but they tried to blow us up. Doesn't matter. You have to continue to just use the Iron Dome and shoot down their missiles and hope that you have enough and hope that it stays working because you're not allowed to go and proactively try and stop the enemy from harming you any longer, even though they say they want to completely destroy you. Now, that's not saying we want to start a war. That's not saying we want to start some major global conflict and just go back into Iran and do this as long term, because you know that the progressives, the military industrial machine, all this other garbage that you want to mention, that they're going to try and drag this crap out and just try and make as much money off it as possible. And it's going to be a never ending war like what we're starting to see with Ukraine, which is why so many of us are starting to pull back from Ukraine. Is it really worth doing what we continue to do? I'm not advocating for that. Not advocating for a long-term conflict for everybody to be involved in. But when you get pushed enough, it's finally time for you to say, I'm not just going to be your punching bag and just defend myself from your punches and dodge them. We're going to break your nose. We're going to put you back into the caveman times and make sure you can never do that again. Because you need to learn how to live among other people that you may not agree with or that may be different from you. Wild concept, but that needs to be the future.
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. When reason meets radio, this is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Welcome back into On the Home Stretch here, last half hour of the program. So great to have you with us for a Monday. By the way, find us on our website, HoosierReason.com. That's HoosierReason.com, and our social media all at the same handle as well, Hoosier Reason. Become a Hoosierholic. You can sign up for our newsletter, which comes out the first Monday of every single month. It has our blog on it. It has announcements of the show with like all of our great new awesome partners that we have, new affiliates that are coming on with everything else going on with the Hoosier Media Network and beyond. So I am excited. By the way, just real quickly, and we'll shift gears here. As we mentioned, there is, at least there was, I think it's back open now, the quote-unquote anti-Israel agitators that were at the Golden Gate Bridge earlier today, and they were protesting, obviously, the conflict in the Gaza Strip and evil Israel because they're expanding their authoritarian powers over the Middle East, which is laughable to think about because of how small the nation of Israel is and how everybody over there essentially wants them dead. And for those that just say that it's a Jewish nation and nothing else, obviously know nothing about Israel. And I'm no expert by any means either, but we have, you know, actual people on the program that talk about these things. Like for the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu, while the Biden administration is advocating for him for an immediate ceasefire because it's all about just killing Muslims, because that's the argument we hear from the left side of the aisle, which is why so many Muslim populations don't want to support Joe Biden right now in the election. They're obviously very ill-informed because Benjamin Netanyahu was the only guy that was able to be elected as prime minister in the recent years, because you don't get voted by a single, it's just based on a single individual. You get voted on based from an entire committee or an entire, I guess you want to say, the cabinet or team of individuals in order to get voted in as a group, because there are Muslims and there are Jews and there are Christians all living in Israel together and harmoniously, might I add. And in the government, there are Muslims and Christians and Jews all working together, even though they may differ religiously or political differences. They all have to be part of a team in order to have enough votes to get voted in. And Benjamin Netanyahu's been the only one so far recently that's been able to collaborate with all the sides to fight a unified government. So it's just hilarious of the lack of understanding or information on this issue. It's very deep. And right now, when we have all these naysayers and rabble rousers against Israel while they're being attacked, we're literally taking the childhood approach now of you can't push back against the bully. You just have to continue to defend yourself and tell an adult. Who the heck does Israel tell? It blows my mind. All right, let's shift gears a little bit here, shall we? Let's get into the latest and what's trending.
What's going on in this world of mine? There's a whole lot of killing in this world of mine. Somebody's got to help this world of mine.
As we shift gears a little bit, obviously this conflict that we're seeing in foreign policy bleeding into the elections of 2024, the Biden administration losing votes in the Muslim vote, losing votes in the Jewish vote, because both sides say that he's not supporting their side strong enough. What does that mean? Because now we see Michigan potentially in play for Donald Trump. We see Minnesota potentially in play for Donald Trump because of the Muslim population stepping away. Donald Trump at least has seen a boost in beating Joe Biden in the polls for 6 of the 7 swing states across the nation. And the Democrats getting a little panicky, I think. You might want to cover up your desperation showing with how this election's panning out so far. So what does that mean when it comes to voter integrity and voter fairness and making sure that things are done the proper way when we get into November? Do you trust the process on how things are going to turn out? Excited to have on the program to talk about that and so much more with an ongoing lawsuit in Maryland and other states as well from United Sovereign Americans. Excited to have on Marley Hornick. Marley, how are you, my friend?
Great. Nice to be with you, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so great to have you on the program. It is fascinating to watch the conversation, which it's good to hear that we're talking about elections, we're talking about voter integrity, we're talking about, you know, the electoral process to make sure it's done the proper way. Before we get into the specific details of some of the cases you're working on, do you feel overall that the elections and election laws in states right now are better than what they were compared to 2020?
In general, I think that most of the state's laws are headed in the direction of making it easier to cheat and harder to prove.
Oh,
so I find that really concerning. And so that's part of why I'm so dedicated working with United Sovereign Americans, my organization, to make sure that we prevent that from being able to happen in the 2024 general election. I'm concerned that our country needs unity, not more, factions and arguing.
I completely agree. That is concerning if it's getting easier to cheat and harder to detect it. So talk about your lawsuits. I know you have one in Maryland right now that's similar to other ones going on that you have around the nation as well. But what are you guys working on?
Well, basically, it comes down to a pretty simple set of ideas. Voting rights in America are civil rights. It's the third sentence of the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, that grants the people of the several states the right to choose our representatives. So before you can even complete writing what Congress does and what they don't do, before you can talk about the president or the judiciary, you have to establish the people as the sovereign of the nation, choosing the representatives to uphold all the principles that are ensuing in the Constitution.
Yeah.
So it's a fundamental civil right. So if there's any issues regarding the accuracy or legal compliance of our elections, it's an abridgment of that civil right. So when United Sovereign Americans volunteers from all over the country go into the voter roll databases and look at the registration records with fine detail, this is not issues where someone has moved and the registration records not updated properly. I'm talking about in the state of Missouri, for example, there's 53,000 people registered to vote with a blank address. I'm talking about in the state of Ohio, there's 253,000 people registered to vote on January 1st, which is not a legitimate registration date. So we're looking at issues like this inside of the registration databases. Then we look at the number of votes these people are casting. You know, so for example, let's go back to Missouri. The people with blank addresses cast 19,500 votes in the 2022 midterm election in Missouri, which is more than enough votes to sway nearly any election. So the question is, you know, that's one category, let's say. And what we uncovered in Missouri now, for example, is 746,000 times a registration record that can't be correct was allowed to vote. Does that mean all of that is fraud? Not exactly. It means that the state is doing such a terrible job of maintaining these records according to their own eligibility requirements, which happen to be protected under federal law as part of our critical national security infrastructure. The problem is no one can tell who won an election because the data is garbage. That's the basis of our lawsuit in Maryland. We're actually alleging United Sovereign Americans and Maryland Election Integrity worked together to file that lawsuit. And we say basically the defendant, the Maryland State Board of Elections, appears to have lost control of the process of registration and voting, because there are tens of thousands of apparently invalid votes drowning out the votes of people who are qualified.
That is a major cause for concern. Now, what do you think has led to voter rolls in all these states being so, lack of verification or so loosey-goosey now? Is it just because we haven't paid attention to them? Has there been, do you think, an actual agenda to try and make it muddy to where it's hard to track down? What led to all this?
Well, whether or not there was an agenda, that would be pretty hard to prove. And I don't think we have time for an investigation before 2024. And frankly, I don't think we have a compliant DOJ that would investigate, because we've brought millions of these registrations to them and begged them to investigate. And they've claimed that they don't have jurisdiction. Why they happen? Well, there are a lot of laws that appear to be diluting the power of Article 1, Section 2. They say, hey, you know, if you want to register to vote, just attest anonymously on a website, check a box saying you're a citizen, and that's good enough for us. We'll call you a citizen. But unfortunately, that's not really the standard for proving your citizenship. So states have unfortunately accepted this idea that that's acceptable. But still in all, that doesn't address the question of things like backdated voter registrations or people whose birth dates are getting altered inside of voter registration databases, right? So if you look at someone's date of birth in one copy of the voter rolls, and then you look 6 months later, their date of birth has changed. That's immutable. This is not your average clerical error, you know, circumstance. It can't be explained that way. And because there's not time to investigate, we allege in Maryland that they shouldn't be able to use the voting system as it stands. They have to either bring it into complete end-to-end compliance as signed off by a special master appointed by the court, or they have to find another way to administer the election.
Yeah, that is a major cause for concern. We're talking with United Sovereign Americans. Marley Hornick on the line with us here with United Sovereign Americans, which you can find online at United4, the number 4, freedom,
Com. There's so many directions I want to go with this, and we have to take a break here in just a second. So hang on the line with us, Marley. I want to talk about at the end of last week, you mentioned just the click of a button from a website saying that you're a U.S. citizen, assuming that you are in order to get registered, which is kind of wild because there's very little stipulation from the Constitution about how, you know, what qualifies you to be able to vote, which essentially says you need to be a citizen, which by default would bring it down to the states for them to decide on how they verify that. And apparently they're not doing a very good job of this. The former President Trump and Mike Johnson on Friday held a joint press conference talking about trying to advocate for a bill that would kind of tighten that legislation up a little bit to help verify that you are a U.S. citizen. So the question I have for you, Marley, when we come back here is that going to work? Is that a step in the right direction? And will this solve some of this? Then we get to deal with the whole back voter registration rolls that are a complete mess as well. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. Fighting for freedom every day. The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Darn right it is. Welcome back into the program. Last couple of minutes of the show. By the way, today was the day number one for lawsuits against former President Donald Trump, as well the biasness of the court system, very evident in this one. The judge apparently has been the one that went after Steve Bannon, went after other members of the Trump team as well, trying to put them behind bars. Very financially involved in Democrat causes, which you would think would disqualify them from actually being probably part of the case, but no, it's up to the judge to decide whether they have a conflict of interest, and the judge, being the corrupt one, is the one that decided they're going to stay on here, so we can assume how that one's going to turn out. Donald Trump, how you feeling in court today?
Mine's a nightmare, if anyone's wondering.
Just making sure. All right, we're talking with Marley Hornick right now with United Sovereign Americans. You can find them online, United, the number 4, freedom.com, talking about some of these lawsuits, making sure elections are done the right way. So, Marley, let's talk about this bill that was proposed by Speaker Mike Johnson, former President Trump, on Friday during a press conference about not allowing illegal aliens to vote in elections, which is like the only stipulation that we have from the U.S. Constitution that you have to be an active citizen and actually abiding by the laws of the nation in order for you to actually have the ability to vote, which leaves it to the states to decide how they actually, you know, decide that and how they verify that. But that's the only stipulation. How did we get to the point where the one stipulation that we have is now up for grabs potentially about allowing illegal aliens to vote by just clicking a button saying that they thought that they were a legal citizen?
Well, it's not a legal process. They're already breaking the law. They've been ignoring the law for decades now. And as a result, there are so many violations inside the voter roll databases right now that are actually, they're not relative to the issue of citizenship. When we request copies of the voter roll databases as citizens, we don't get to know whether or not someone has declared themselves a citizen or on what basis. So the concern that we have at United Sovereign Americans is that they're already not following the law. They're already ignoring due process of, qualified citizen voters and the accuracy of our vote. They don't seem to be concerned with this. Our election officials appear to have appointed themselves the czars of elections, and they're the only ones who can tell why it's perfectly acceptable for 250,000 people in Ohio to be registered to vote on January 1st when all federal and state offices are closed. Now, the issue we find is that we've measured the impact of these registration and voting violations already. We measured that the Missouri 2022 general election had a 27% voting error rate, Which is roughly 20,000 times the legal allowable standard of accuracy for a federal election. Ohio had a 14% voting error rate in their midterm. Hundreds and hundreds of questionable votes have been cast, and no one bothered to make sure that they were correct before they certified the election as accurate and legally representative of the will of the American people in those states. So what we have to do is file these lawsuits, because they're not going to change this until we hold their feet to the fire. It's our job, and no one is going to come do it for us if we love our country.
Yeah,
so we are ready.
Yeah,
we're ready at United Sovereign Americans. We're ready to file in Pennsylvania, Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, California, Texas, Illinois, New York, Colorado, and Missouri. And we just need the help of the people. We've done millions of dollars worth of really comprehensive, computer programming, data analytics, and legal research. We're sitting in the room with these top attorneys, and we have to be able to pay them. So if you can't donate your time, we really request and beg that you help our legal fund by donating to our legal costs. United Sovereign Americans is 100% volunteer. So your donation 100% goes to fight this in court so that we do not have an invalid, legally non-compliant 2024 election and maybe lose our country.
Well, and it reinforces the idea that so many have that, well, my vote doesn't really matter because it's a corrupt system. Usually they talk about the two-party system, or they talk about, the corruption within the system itself. And this reinforces it. When you have a 27% voting error rate, that should be a cause for concern for a lot of people. And we need to start cleaning this up. It's good we're talking about it. Now we need to see that action, which is exactly what you guys are doing. And we appreciate that so much. United, the number 4freedom.com. Go and check out the website, United Sovereign Americans. Go and support them. And let's continue to clean up this voter registration system. Marley, thank you so much for coming on the program. I love it. Keep up this fight. Let's get you back on and get another update soon.
Okay. Thanks, Andy. Look forward to it.
Looking forward to it likewise as well. That's it for us today. Back at it again tomorrow. So much more to talk about. So little time to do it. Until then, be your own voice of reason. This is the Voice of Reason. I'm Andy Hoosier. We'll see you on the radio.